Were you even in your favorite easy chair last Saturday night when Phil Marinaccio got the Beavers on the board just 52 seconds into the game? I hope you were. If you weren't, you missed this.
Jerry Fitzgerald, blue line middle for Zach Whitecloud. Right circle for Phil Marinaccio. Back up top for Harms. Comes out low, shoots, goal! Phil Marinaccio, Beaver power play goal, 52 seconds in. How's that for fast enough goal this?
Nifty move by Marinaccio down at the goal line. The initial shot, I think, might have hit him.
Before you could even get halfway through your favorite drink, Phil Marinaccio scored again.
Stolen away, Brendan Harms back into the offensive zone. It's Marinaccio, high slot, shoots, scores! Phil Marinaccio with two goals, first 3 minutes, Beavers up 2-0.
Turnover at center ice, nifty pass by Harms.
In the first period alone on Saturday, the Beavers scored a 5-on-5 goal, two power play goals, and this shorthanded goal.
Dan Billett rockets it around. The Beavers have an odd man rush. Here comes Nate Arntz. Arntz all alone shoots. Scores! 4-0. Beavs shorthanded goal.
Clearly a defensive breakdown by the Wildcats. Nate Arntz was all alone with no one even remotely close to him.
Bemidji State's 11 wins, tied for the most in the country. Their 821 winning percentage, more than 200 points, better than the WCHA's second place team, Minnesota State. The Beavers have been rocking. The Beavers' TJ Rue likes what he sees.
Oh, I mean, it feeds every line tremendously. I mean, we always want to keep the foot on the gas pedal right now. I mean, we always want to play like it's a 0-0 game, just so we don't get complacent, but we always want to keep our foot on the gas pedal.
As does Brendan Harms.
Our fourth line's been playing really good for us so far this year, so it was nice to get everyone involved.
As does Coach Territory.
As a coach, you know, you always want perfection as a coach, and, you know, you don't want to give up shots. You don't want everything, but it just doesn't work that way. We all know it. It just doesn't work that way, and no matter what I say, the game's played on the ice, and again, the other team has a lot to do with it. And but we just started off, I think, on the right foot. We score a minute into the game, and that kind of, you know, that obviously again jump-started us. And our seniors really, you know, had a heck of a first period, that's for sure.
While you have a moment, walk to the kitchen, make yourself a turkey sandwich, top off your favorite drink, and settle into your favorite chair. Because something tells me the BSU Beavers can take you on a wild ride again tonight. The new pregame show, Beavers and Princeton Tigers, next here on the Beaver Radio Network.